at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Best headline you're going to read all day, Craig, just came down on CNN.com. It's better to be born rich than smart, according to new study.
Yeah, wonder
why they did a new study now. Oh, because we're living that in real time. In real time, it's better to be born rich than smart. We're seeing that every day on the news.
How is that the best headline if you're not rich?
It's not, but it's also just like the duh, because we're living it in real time. It's pretty much an obvious one to come out.
Could you have written that headline 100 years ago?
You could, but I think it's because they see what's happening now.
New study out of Georgetown.
It's actually a study, yeah.
Yeah, this is out of Georgetown University. They found that 70% of rich kindergartners with poor test scores were wealthy by age 25. Only 30% of poor kids with high test scores were financially well off at the same age. Now, I don't know what their standard is for financially well off, but it is the same for the poor and the rich kids.
Yeah.
And so 70% of the rich kindergartners with poor test scores were wealthy by the age of 25. 30% of poor kids with high test scores were financially well off at the same age. So you can be rich and stupid and do well, as opposed to poor and smart and still not do well.
You also can be really, really smart and just have a degree that has a job that doesn't pay that well. That's just what happens.
I would contend that it's probably the parents of the kindergartners who are rich, and
then they get the money.
Right,
then.
They didn't have that much of a net worth themselves.
No, and they get the money from the parents, of course. Yeah.
I mean, they might have had more, cool car back in the day? The little tyke's cozy coupe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might have got like a new one every year.
No, what they're saying here is because your parents have money, you'll eventually have money.
They also say that rich families spend about five times more than poor families on child enrichment and development. That doesn't hurt.
Nope. Is this Dr. Mina?
This is Dr. Mina.
Hi, Doc.
Hello.
Good morning.
Mike and Todd.
Oh, man. First of all, I was just... I knew you'd hear it when I said women are emotional. That's why I said it for you.
No, you didn't say that. No. Todd started off by saying, I'm irrational, and then you said, just like a female.
I did.
Which is coming from the, I would like to point out, is coming from the sex that fears witches and burns women. But yes, let's call us females irrational here.
We are.
That's why they're burned.
I don't think I accused all females of being irrational.
You accused me of being irrational.
Right, just you.
Me.
Yeah.
Mike extended that out.
That's an
to
individual,
the general XX chromosome crowd out there.
Well, you know what? The jokes on this show are easy to take because we're all very liberal dudes and backing your ladies.
Yeah. Your can-do mindset, my friends, is just lovely. So let's get started with this. So first of all, under the category of don't put rum in your goddamn bong, we also now have to say don't put your beer in your goddamn bong, Mike, again.
Yeah, I just asked that was possible.
Yeah.
See, people have done that forever. Have you done a study on this?
And so the Poison Control Center actually has a nice article about not inhaling your alcohol.
There you go, Tom. Facts max again, right at
you. Alcohol vapor does produce a very rapid, very intense high because that absorption is going right into the lungs, which is almost instantly delivered to your blood and to your brain. So very small amounts can be felt very, very quickly. People become much more drunk when they're inhaling alcohol than they do when they're normally just ingesting it. But
cool.
It also,
oh,
as
hard
a result,
liquor. Yeah. I've never done the hard liquor in a bong, but
as a result.
We have used, put a little beer in, because that's mostly water.
When there's no water around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's, I want to be where you are, where there's no water, there's only beer.
There were times in the desert where there was a severe drought.
Yeah, there you go.
And you only had the beer.
That's all we had.
But But because it is almost instantaneously delivered through inhalation, it also directly damages your brain. So there's direct alcohol damage to your brain. It can cause irreversible damage to the nerves. It can cause swelling. There is some concern for long-term effects such as dementia. And it also directly harms your lungs, inhaling alcohol. So it can cause long-term breathing problems. So very strong no on the side of things as a physician, because there are some things I can fix if you are very, very intoxicated, like the dude on the flight. I can put an IV in you. I can give you fluids. I can get you, you know, back to feeling not throwing up and not dehydrated. But if you've directly hurt your lungs and your brain, I can get you set up in a nursing home. No problem.
National Capital Poison Center says inhaling alcohol is dangerous.
Yeah.
Poisoncontrol.org is also got a very nice article about it. So then there was also a question about the difference between non-melanoma and melanoma skin cancer.
Oh, yeah.
So there are very important differences. So non-melanoma is like the basal cell or the squamous cell cancers that people have. These are oftentimes related to sun exposure. They're very common. There's about 3.5 million cases a year. They very, very rarely spread anywhere. So just having them removed by a dermatologist, and usually this is in the office, you don't have to go to surgery, that's it. That's what it fixes it. You should watch, have regular checkups and see your dermatologist pretty regularly, because they can come back.
People, yeah, that's what I had again. Was the it was basal pesto.
Basil
yes. Pesto.
That was a whole
now
face,
is that
right?
Beating cancer?
That
yes, that is technically beating cancer. You found it.
Not
as much, you got
not
it out.
Not as much. As
no,
you
no, no,
it,
no. She's not going to by degrees here. She's just saying yes or no.
You had a big lump in your throat, and we beat it with a stick.
Yeah.
So going by degrees, melanoma is a far more aggressive type of cancer. So this is it's much more rare. So whereas there are 3.5 million cases a year of non-melanoma skin cancer, there's only about 54,000 to 76,000 cases a year of melanoma, but it is far more likely to spread to other parts of your body. This is the type that people need to have chemotherapy. They may need to be on immunotherapy. There are immunotherapies now for melanoma skin melanoma cancer, and it's fatal. People die from this. I've had patients who have died from this.
You don't want
so
that.
So explain to me this then, too, Doc. I want to know, since you're not a fair-skinned woman, you're obviously a brown woman. So is it likely, and you can still get skin cancer no matter what color you are.
Yes.
Get it. But is darker skin more resilient to sun than and say like you're as white as puss?
Yes.
Only because I'm white too, but he's
You're darker than me.
But he's
sure.
Swedish. He's Swedish. You know.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And when you look at these studies,
we have beards covering up some of our skin, and push doesn't. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that doesn't help so much. It still isn't a completely foolproof. When you look at the studies that have separated by race or by ethnicity or by skin color, absolutely fairer skin. Far, far, much, much higher rate, especially of the non-melanoma skin cancer.
Like what a ginger
or a albino,
albino. Absolutely. Yeah. A better shot at melanoma.
Also, there are certain medications that can increase your risks of these skin cancers. So I take care of patients who are on various immunosuppressant medications for inflammatory bowel disease, but if you've had an organ transplant and you're on a type of an immune modulating drug, if you've got eczema, rheumatoid arthritis, all of these other types of diseases that get treated with medications that suppress the immune system, you are also probably at an increased risk of skin cancer. So I tell all my patients, I say, no tanning booths, no tanning parlors. Please, it's fine to go to the beach, go to the pool, go to the baseball game, but you've got to wear sunscreen. You've got to reapply it. And you should check yourself. Check to see if you've got a mole that looks like it's changing color. It's getting bigger. Have your primary care take a look at it. And if you're, if nobody's sure, also go see a dermatologist.
In my case, it was like a scab that I thought was just a zit, but it wouldn't go away.
It wouldn't go away.
Yes. Yep, and that's exactly the non-melanoma skin cancers, especially, may not look like a dark. They can just look like a zit or a dry patch or something like that. You just want to monitor that. If it's not going away, you definitely want to talk to your doctor about it, because it can be serious.
Yeah.
Eating your placenta. Please don't do this.
Well, we're on your side here.
Okay, good.
Why do people why do they do that? Why do they save it and eat it? Why do they do that?
I don't No, yeah. And I'm a doctor. Yeah. I've delivered babies. I don't understand this.
Wasn't your speculation that it came from the animal kingdom and animals would eat the placenta because it would attract other predators?
Oh, that's not why humans do
it.
They seem to think that it gives them vitamins and nutrients that they can't get from their breakfast cereal.
Right.
let's nip all these in the bud real quick. Okay. So first of all, mammals do a lot of different things that we probably don't want to do. They eat their babies too, they have litters, they eat their vomit, they eat grass. None of these things we recommend that you do. Not a good thing. They're in capsules, or they're steamed or dehydrated and put into capsules.
Yeah.
It is not safer just because this has happened, and these are really expensive. So it almost, to me, just reading up about this, it seems like it's a money-making business because it costs several hundred dollars to get your placenta steamed, put into a capsule so you can eat it. It's also not regulated. So they have found increased hormones in these, which can affect a woman postpartum. It can decrease her milk production. And there's also potentially harmful things. There have been case reports of arsenic, mercury, and lead in these because, again, it's not a regulated industry, and a reported case of a severe infection in a newborn baby linked to the mother eating the placenta capsule that had a bacteria in it. Yes.
Oh, that's right. They reduce it to powder form in some cases, don't they? So you could take it on a backpack trip.
Backpack.
But so no, there is no benefit to this at all. If you've had a baby, you should eat a good diet, but the placenta is not part of that. Please, I don't know what.
Wait, a couple Deadpool names: placenta panini. What was the other one, Craig? Placenta. There's also a new name there. Tell her the Dr. Mina name we read earlier.
Let's see here.
We had a lot of people had Doris Day, and there's a couple you were mentioned twice already. A new one you hadn't heard yet either. Not the Sugar Finger one.
That's my nickname.
Yeah.
It's going to catch on at work. Just
no,
give it
this
time.
One is, this guy's, I'm making a request.
Oh. Hey. Can't wait.
Dr. Mina. Was it Mina? Is that under M's?
Let's see.
Yeah, you did the M's earlier, so it had to be under M's.
Dr. Mina's fingernail dirt.
Yeah, that was lube. Yeah, Dr. Mina's fingernail dirt came yesterday, right?
Make sure you remove that during International Masturbation Month.
I try to wear gloves when I'm doing that.
But we appreciate it when you send the details.
Yeah. Dr. Mina, peg me. Is that it?
Oh.
I think it was the other way around.
Oh, that'd be in the peas then.
Yeah, in the peas.
Oh, you're right.
Kind of sounded like you were asking.
the player is.
I didn't say it wasn't my Deadpool name.
If you're 50 years or older, have certain pre-existing conditions, or have a family history, I'll happily peg you.
Peg me, Dr. Mina. Peg me, Dr. Mina.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. I mean, honestly. I'm like, it's on. We got this. Bend over. We're all good. We can do this.
Ask your doctor if pegging is right for you.
Right. I can put that outside my
what
door.
What else should we say?
Mike, you are not allowed to be around small children or children. So no five-pack challenge. That Mike endorsed, especially don't do it, and I quote, if you're young, because you have healthy lungs.
I was just saying that people are doing that on the internet now, the five-pack challenge, yeah.
Also, remember the time I told you not to send your son out to buy cigarettes just to see if he could get PD a pack of Newports? Right. Also, you probably shouldn't send him to the bar just to see if he can buy some alcohol.
Well, once again, I don't want my son to be a narc, so that's not going to happen. I always hated kids that did that.
The orphan, the office orphan, is never happening. All right, this sort of
more than likely,
right
my
here.
Son's just going to be able to buy it and just come home with it. That's what's going to happen.
Yes. Someday it will happen.
Right. I'll give you a pack of Newports and a six-pack. Thanks, man.
Yeah, not for narc purposes, just for purposes.
So I don't have to
we're
do
just
it.
We're lazy. We can't do it. We've been vaping our alcohol all day. We can't get out there.
George on the email has a question about you're saying then if he makes the placenta into jerky, that is not safe either?
Oh, God, no, please.
Placenta jerky?
Placenta actually is colonized with bacteria. It can be very infected. It can definitely make you sick. I love that song.
Yeah.
Also, there's a question, do exceedingly tall people die earlier? So,
exceedingly is what, 6'8", 6'7", 6'9"?
Yeah. And, you know, and so there's exceedingly tall, and then there are people who actually have
giantism.
Pituitary disorders. Yeah, giantism or acromegaly. Definitely people with giantism and acromegaly have a lot of associated. Yeah, it really sucks to have. I mean, they've got to have a very big office.
Right.
They have a lot of associated medical problems. They have muscle weakness, sleep apnea, impaired vision, headaches, joint problems. They are 2 times more likely to die from cardiac-related issues because they have enlarged hearts. They are increased risk of colon cancer. They are increased risk of diabetes, a whole host of things for these patients. And so if somebody does have acromegaly or giantism, they do need to be followed very closely because there's a lot of health maintenance that they need to do. There's one study that I read about that has been looking at height and how long people live, and it has shown an increased association only with being taller and dying younger. Not substantially younger, but a couple of years younger. Now, why is that? Yeah, and why is this is not entirely true, and it's not causal. It's just an association. So I want to caution everyone who's over 6'1" not to freak out because you're going to die early. I don't think that that's
The other things that people are doing to their body are going to kill them before that.
Absolutely
anyway.
Could be it. You know, there's and who knows what else is going on there and why this association is occurring.
Right.
Okay, the last two things were two important health issues I wanted to touch upon. You guys have brought this up a couple days ago. I'm a day behind on the podcast, but these near total bans on abortion that have been passed now.
Alabama yesterday, man.
Yep.
Rape, incest.
Alabama
the whole
and Georgia. Exactly. Yeah. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. Doctors can face up to 99 years in prison if they provide an abortion. Women who attempt to leave the state for an abortion can face at least 20 years in prison.
That's
for trying to leave.
You can't even leave the state.
No.
This is the United States of America, and you cannot leave your state. That doesn't sound, first of all, it's all horrible. Isn't that brutal?
How can they
tell you to do that?
It's Alabama.
This was the Georgia law. If they find out that you left the state and had this performed, you could be charged.
Women are property,
yes.
Todd.
So,
they are men's property.
Exactly. This is what the states are doing. They are allowing men to pick whatever girl, teen, or woman they want to have their baby. That is what these states do. Now, the whole reason for them doing this, and the state legislatures have even admitted this, the Republicans who've passed these bills, is they don't want them. They want them to get challenged and ultimately end up in the Supreme Court because their goal is to overturn Roe v. Wade. And they hope that now that they've got, you know, these two most recent Supreme Court picks under the current administration, they are hoping that they will be able to overturn Roe v. Wade. So that is
and one of them was accused of rape.
Yeah.
One of the Supreme Court justices was accused of rape.
Oh, yeah. I thought the Alabama thing was more Nick Saban would pick who can mate.
For future players.
Yeah, for better recruiting classes.
By the way, speaking real quickly, I heard this in a way, and even though the pro-life, pro-choice crowd is usually 50-50, pretty much down the middle, the people that want Roe v. Wade overturned is only 21% of America. 21% right now. So it's a touchy thing for the right to go.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is. But the Supreme Court is a court. And this is why
they don't care, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Elections matter. Courts matter. Judges matter. If you have a local election for a judge, it matters. Pay attention. Go out there and vote. The second thing that's also health related is that on Thursday, and I tweeted about this yesterday, but on Thursday while I was in Washington, D.C., the House voted on H.R. 986, Protecting Americans with Pre-Existing Conditions Act.
That's everybody.
That's everybody. You are all a walking precondition.
Right.
Everything.
If you saw a doctor once for anxiety and got some pills 30 years ago,
you're
pre-existing.
You even mentioned you had anxiety.
Right.
You didn't have to get a medication for it. If you're a woman and you are just a woman, you are a pre-existing condition. If you've ever gone to the ER and had an x-ray done or have asthma as a child or had acne as a teenager, you now have a pre-existing condition, my friend. In the House, they had this vote. It was almost to protect you from this, to protect people with pre-existing conditions, should not be partisan. It was almost entirely partisan. So in Nebraska, all three of your representatives in Congress, all of whom are Republican, voted against protecting pre-existing conditions.
In
Iowa and Kansas.
Sass, Fisher's Red Dildo, and you know, all the other congressmen.
Iowa and Kansas, the Dems voted for it. The Republicans voted against it. Now, it did pass because we have a Democratic majority right now. But I want to urge people again, this is your health. Your health doesn't give a damn if you're Republican or Democratic. This is ridiculous that this is falling on partisan lines. There's nothing partisan about protecting people so that they can get health care that they need. And because, trust me, you may think you are the healthiest person in the world,
you're not.
Can be in a car accident. And then you have a pre-existing disease, whether you were trying or not to, it happens. So I just, and then, of course, if you are raped, if you become pregnant, you also now have a pre-existing disease. So in these states that are not protecting women who are the victims of incest, of rape, they now are imposing a pre-existing condition on these women that will follow them forward for the rest of their life in those states.
I love how the Alabama didn't include incest because they probably have a lot of incest babies they want born. That's my kid.
You've got to ask yourself.
Sis, I want that kid.
What are these people thinking?
They're old, white, crusty.
But still, it's rape and incest.
I'm with you.
Come on. This is crazy.
That's my nephew's son.
No,
that's my nephew's son.
Devil.
Rape and incest in the morning. Not a good show.
Not a good show.
Nephew's son.
Not a positive attribute in either one of those dudes.
I just want to urge folks, please pay attention. Please speak up. Please figure out what's going on. And there are ways to get involved in elections and urge voters across the country. But these things affect all of us. They affect every single one of us. And if people aren't paying attention and they're not getting involved, these are the things that happen. This is what happens. And then it will hurt people. It will absolutely hurt people. That is it. That's all I've got.
Love you, Doc. Love you, Doc.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't eat placenta,
even jerky,
even if it's freeze-dried.
But especially if it's hit the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, 5-second rule.
Oh, okay.
That's the wrong song, isn't it?
No.
No,
it is the wrong song.
It is the wrong song.
Oh, you're right.
You want Lightning Crash?
Yeah.
This is I Alone.
Exactly, it's I Alone. It's the whole time.
Whatever, I'm jamming to the live.
Yeah, I love live, obviously.
I was just jamming.
They're my boys.
I like that song too.
They're my boys.
You get to see them this summer.
Yeah, they come back.
Yeah, they're out with Bush.
Oh yeah, okay.
Bush live and Our Lady Peace. Bush.
Public Affection.
It's a great
was
tour.
Their name, man. I knew these kids as high school boys years ago.
All around
years
the empire.
Years ago, man.
I believe so. I think Wichita and Omaha.
I can't spell lightning, so I'll be back. We'll be back. All right.
I got to Google it.
L-I-T-O-L-I-E-N-O.
Break!
Shut up.
How you spell Google?
I'll tell you that later. I got to Google that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.